Philip Semple, Pierre, at the Surgery Care. Today's date is 01/25/2024. Dictation is for James Hobalt. Hobalt spells H-A-U-B-O-L-T. James spells J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 06/05/1963. This is a 61-year-old gentleman here. And it was established care for Suboxone, period. Patient stated he learned about the program from a friend who was in a similar circumstance to his and is interesting to get off of the current street drugs he uses, period. Next paragraph. Patient stated symptoms. His problem started approximately 3 years ago when he was diagnosed with rotator cuff tear, carpal tunnel syndrome, and C-spine, H and P. Said he was placed on oxycodone and became addicted to it, period. He said when his doctor stopped giving it to him, he resorted to getting medication from the streets, namely oxycodone, marijuana, and cocaine, period. He said he's currently on gabapentin and Celebrex for the aforementioned pain, but said he has to use street drugs in order to cope with his pain, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Rotator cuff tear. Next line, carpal tunnel syndrome. Next line, cervical spine, HNP. Next line, neuropathy. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Is none. Next paragraph, social history. Endorses tobacco use, endorses drug use, denies alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies, iodine. Says whenever he comes in contact with iodine, he gets a rash, period. Next paragraph. Current medication, Celebrex. Next line, gabapentin. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert-oriented. Patient is very agitated. He moves a lot and appears anxious, period. Next paragraph, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% at room air. Blood pressure 143/92, pulse 70, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, soft, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. He has normal bowel sounds. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, vacuums, or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities. Full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, patient is agitated, moving quite a lot, moves his hands back and forth as he speaks, and appears restless, period. Sensory and motor functions are normal. Next paragraph. assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Number two, polysubstance abuse. Number three, anxiety / withdrawal syndrome, withdrawal symptoms. Next paragraph. Drug screening was done today in the clinic. Drug screen was positive for cocaine, oxycodone, and marijuana. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion on this program. He signed a contract on the program and was advised that the substances we found in this clinic, in the system today, cannot and should not be there on his next two visits. Patient says he understands. He said that's what his main reason for being here. He wants to get off of this Medicaid, of these three drugs, period. Next paragraph, PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware reveals that on 03/30/2023, patients received Tylenol with codeine. That's the only prescriptions he has received within recent records, period. Next paragraph. Patient will be started on Suboxone 8/2 mg SL film. He will take one film SL twice daily for 30 days, number 60. He was given the opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. Again, patient was consulted on the protocol of this program. Says he understands and will comply. End of dictation.